This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1221. Work hard, play hard, sleep hard. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 123 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
In Silicon Valley startup culture, there's an attitude that it's fashionable and cool to get up early and work like crazy. Do you agree with this? Do you see this trend in your culture? Let's explore it today.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Going great, Michelle. What is on tap for you this week? What's going on?
Oh, well, we are recording way ahead of time. So July 4th is coming up.
Yeah, I know. We're 2 months ahead. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yes. And I'm going to be in Boston.
Yeah. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, I definitely am. I am. I'm really excited. So that should be fun. But Lindsay, we recorded last night really late, didn't we?
Oh, we did. We were up super late last night, working hard for our listeners.
That's right. So did you get a lot of sleep last night or not really?
To be honest, I really didn't get a lot of sleep last night, you know, I was tired this morning, but it's okay because it's pretty fun recording. So
yeah, definitely. It's a lot of fun. But yeah, I know I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. But you know what, Lindsay, I am a terrible sleeper. I have that's my confession of the day.
Yeah. You told me that last week and I was surprised. I mean, how much sleep do you typically get?
I mean, you know, sometimes I have really good nights and then sometimes I might get like 4 hours or less.
Oof. And what do you do when you're like lying awake and you can't sleep? I mean, how do you handle that?
I really should get up and do something, but instead I lie there and like get like myself like upset about it. I'm like, I can't believe this. I'm like, what's wrong? You know, like, so that's usually what I do. And I just keep on lying there. But I know they say you should get up and walk around and do something else. But I'm always like, my body is tired, but I can't fall asleep.
Oh my God. So you're kind of like a night owl then, because you like to go to bed late.
Yeah, I'm definitely a night owl, and I've always been a night owl since I was a little girl, and unfortunately, it's getting harder and harder now. But that's okay, Lindsay. But, you know, you sent me a really cool article about, it's from the New York Times, right? Mm-hmm. And it was about how, like, very successful people, there are some very successful people who get very little sleep or wake up very early in the morning, right?
Yeah.
That was really interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. This has always been a debate in the last like 10 years. It's always, I feel like there are a lot of entrepreneurs that talk about this, about their lifestyle and how they maximize their day and optimize their lives for getting up early. But I'm a little skeptical. What about you?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a good idea or not. So the title of this article, guys, we'll give you the link. It's Waking Up at 4 a.m. Every Day is the Key to Success or to Getting a Cold. and that's by Adam Popescu, if I'm saying that right, on June 5th, 2019. So we're going to talk about this article today. It was really interesting. And, you know, I definitely have a lot of thoughts on it because of my, you know, terrible sleep habits.
Yeah, this is interesting. This also makes me think of the keynote for the last conference I was at in Colorado was all about sleep patterns, actually, and how the corporate world is set up as a big slap in the face to night owls, right? Mm. Because the expectation is that you'll be up at 8, 9, working at your best at that time, but you're at your worst at that time. I mean, right. it's hard being a night owl in our culture.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I can agree to that. I definitely sometimes have a hard time with that, but you know, you kind of learn to work around it and just hope maybe one day it'll improve. I don't know though.
Yeah, I mean, so what's going on with this article? Like, what did we learn here?
Yeah, so it talked about how there are a lot of successful people, including entrepreneurs, who say that they get very little sleep. So they talk about people like Michelle Obama, Tim Cook, Steve Harvey, even Donald Trump. And some of these people, yeah, have been reported to wake up at 4:15 or 4:30. So I'm not sure. Some of them, I wasn't quite sure from the article necessarily. Maybe I missed it. If they go to sleep early too, or like I think some of them said, oh, that they get very little sleep. So it might be a little bit of a mixture between those people, but. You know, many of these people might get little sleep. And the article mentioned that apparently Thomas Edison got less than 4 hours of sleep.
Interesting. I'm really skeptical about this. But I did also hear that I thought I heard somewhere that Bill Clinton also trained himself to get like 4 hours of sleep and for his body to be okay. Like that.
Yeah. I feel like that's what I'm doing right now.
I mean, maybe. Oh, geez. I don't know about this.
Yeah, I don't know. But the article said that on average, Americans don't even get 7 hours of sleep each night. I feel like I always feel like 8 is the magic number. Like I've always heard that 8 is the optimal amount of sleep. But I never get that. Do you get 8 hours of sleep, Lindsay?
No, I think I get around 7, and I'm not a super deep sleeper these days either. My sleep is not very deep for whatever reason. I do have some sleepless nights and I feel like I want to get up and just do something like work, you know what I mean? Get work done. I get excited about
too.
Things. Yeah, I don't know. It's so bad. But no, I probably get more like 6 or 7 hours a night.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the funny thing is sometimes I feel like some people who talk about, I mean, okay, not including me. I'm not trying to brag. sometimes when people say, oh, I get this amount of sleep, like these entrepreneurs, like if somebody says, oh, I can train myself and blah, blah, blah. I always feel like it's almost like they're bragging, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I think we had an episode where we talked about people who enjoy being busy. Like they have to say they're busy.
Yeah.
They're so busy. Like it's like a badge of honor, right?
Yes. Yes, I remember that was a good episode. I think this is in line with the whole work hard, play hard culture, especially in the startup world in our culture, in our country. It's so in fashion to work hard, play hard.
Right. And that's kind of sad to me.
It's a little sad because then like, let's say you join you start a business when you're 25, then all of a sudden you work hard, play hard until you're 35 and then you wake up and 10 years have gone by. You haven't gotten any sleep and you have nothing else in your life, right?
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't think it's a great idea. I mean, I'm not sure. Maybe some of these people go to sleep early, right? Who knows? But I think it's all about when you're most productive. So I feel like I'm very productive at night, or I could be if it weren't time to go to sleep. So I'm going to sleep, but my mind is thinking, you know what? I could actually do some work now. And Lindsay, we talked about this when we were recording last time, and that I guess that's what you were saying earlier, how at that conference, some people, you know, you're most productive at different times of the day.
Yeah, for sure. Depending on what kind of sleeper you are. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, is it okay to not get enough sleep, Lindsay? I mean, the article talked about a lot of dangers of this, like, you know, blood pressure problems you can get into, stress, getting sick, right, Lindsay? I mean, I don't think that it's good. And apparently you can't even function that well mentally after not getting enough sleep. And I know how that feels.
Today, I'd like to say a special thank you to an important member of our team, Louie. Louie works hard to make sure this show gets published 4 days a week, and we couldn't do it without him. So you can say thanks to Louie on our blog if you come back to allearsenglish.com/episodes and leave a note in the comments.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. Like, I do think there's some, I'm not a doctor, so I don't really know, honestly. But I mean, I think there's some important things that happen in our body when we're asleep. And we need a lot of that, whatever our body is doing, restoring cells. And, you know, they say that if you skip a night of sleep, or even if you skip 4 hours of sleep, we always say in English, we say, I'm going to make up for that, right? Make up for lost sleep. You actually don't ever make up for it. Like, it's not, your body doesn't do that. It's impossible to make up. If it's gone, it's gone, and you never get it back.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, I should stop taking red eyes.
Yeah, Lindsay, the red eyes. Oh my goodness. Yeah, oh. I think it's really dangerous. This is someone who, you know, struggles with sleep, and it's not a good thing. It's definitely something that I want to fix with myself. Because, you know, you really have a hard time functioning when you don't sleep well. And I know for me, when I do get a good night's sleep, which does happen for sure a lot, I feel like a totally different person.
Oh yeah, completely. Completely. We need to drop this whole, and I think that this work hard, play hard culture, especially in the business world in the US, is starting to kind of subside a little bit. I feel like people are starting to think more about balancing their lives and experience in their lives being more important in some ways than just working. And, you know, I don't know. I think it's starting to subside and be less in fashion, but it has been in the last 10 years or so, for sure. So we need to question that. Is that what you're saying, Michelle? We want to question that norm?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, also, you know, there was kind of a mention in the article how, you know, you can't just decide, okay, I'm going to wake up at 4 a.m., even if you go to sleep early, right?
No.
It's so, like, for someone like me, I mean, I can't say I'm going to go to sleep early and wake up at 4 a.m. I could, my body clock, it would be more likely for me to go to sleep at 4 a.m., but not get up at 4 a.m., right?
Oh, wow. Yeah. For sure. No, I've tried to get up early. You know, sometimes when we are building a course or something and I just have a ton of work to do, I'll get up at 5, but I'm never feeling good. And it does not feel natural or normal or good at all. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. You like, you can't fit yourself into a certain time because your body has its own clock. That's what I think. I don't know scientifically if you know what it is, but that's what I think. I definitely find that I have my own body clock, and unfortunately, it's not a good one.
Is that a good one? I know that's going to catch up with you for sure. I mean, we have to sleep. It's so important. It's so important for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So, guys, what does this mean for us? I mean, I think we have to look at society and realize that people are under a lot of pressure, like you were saying, Lindsay, about the work ethic. And, you know, there is only 24 hours a day. So it's sometimes I feel like it's hard to accept that I need the sleep. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm fine, you know? And you always feel like, oh, I need to accomplish more. I want to get more done. But I think ultimately, probably if you are, you know, well rested, you'll be more productive, even if you are awake and working for less time in the day.
Yeah, it's so true. Yeah, that's true, Michelle. Even the difference between how I feel on a Monday, if I've had a good, active, restful, but fun weekend away from my desk, versus how I feel on a Friday afternoon, in terms of my mental capacity, my bandwidth of what I can do, what I can handle, is a dramatic difference. You know what I mean? So it's like rest and rejuvenation. We need it. And I don't know how these guys, these big time entrepreneurs, they sound so cool. Yeah, I sleep 4 hours a day, 4 hours a night. I'm not sure if it's so cool, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I think we should place more of an emphasis on how important sleep is and see how that works out for us.
So let's teach our listeners something to take away today, right? So, well, first of all, guys, just reflect on your culture today. What are the attitudes towards sleep? Getting up early, is productivity in some ways more important in your culture than sleep? Because I can tell you in some sectors in American culture, it is. It is more important. And that's, I think that's a little bit of a problem. And then we're going to take away some phrases. So, Michelle, how could you say that you are going to go to sleep? What do you think?
Well, one, you could say, I'm going to get some rest.
I like that one. Straightforward, right? Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's another one?
I'm going to hit the hay. Hit the hay. Yeah, that's a good one. That's fun.
That means
that's...
I'm going to go to sleep. Yeah.
Yeah. And this one, we will probably make this tappable inside the iOS app. So make sure you're using the app at allearsenglish.com/bonuses, guys, so that you could save this phrase to your personalized list of vocabulary words. I like this one, Michelle, because it is pretty casual. It's pretty fun, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What
so,
else?
And then, yeah, I'm going to catch some Z's.
Z's, yeah. I don't know where that comes from, but
I don't either. But yeah, some people might say it for go to sleep. I probably wouldn't say it that much, but I know it and I hear it, so you might hear that from time to time.
Yeah, or you might see it on a cartoon or something.
Yeah, you know? A cartoon. Yep.
Yeah. You see the little speech bubbles, the thought bubbles, the zzz coming out of the person's head like they're sleeping.
Right. I don't know. Right. Exactly. Yeah. For some reason, that's sleeping.
I don't know what that's about. But Michelle, what is the takeaway today? Because we've talked a little bit about this, and what should we come away with today?
Guys, you got to get some sleep. It's important. You have to follow your body clock. And I think it's really important to not feel pressured to stay awake, to kind of feel, oh, I'm being productive. Because I think that sleep will make you more productive, more successful. And, you know, don't listen to those people who brag about it. You know, maybe they're acting like they're refreshed or, you know, but maybe they're not really. Maybe they're just used to it. But don't feel this has to be you. You go to sleep.
Yeah. Or maybe they're just like throwing back Red Bulls all day. Who knows? Who knows what they're doing? But it's not good. It's not necessarily a long-term plan. So definitely. Yeah. Yeah. And Michelle, I hope you can get over this sleeplessness. I hope that you could find a good method to get through it.
Thank
for sure.
you, Lindsay. I'm working on it. It'll be good.
All right. Sounds good, Michelle. Maybe if our listeners, guys, if you have any tips for Michelle about how to fall asleep quickly, let us know. I'm sure that would be useful, right?
That would be great. I'd love it.
All right, cool. Okay, Michelle, I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.
Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.